News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Israel is putting Iran on notice. Israel's foreign minister says any attack launched against the Jewish state from Iranian territory will be met with an identical response, an Israeli strike inside of Iran. Iran vows to retaliate for an attack on an Iranian diplomatic post in Syria. Tehran blames Israel. Israel has had no comment. There is dissatisfaction with both of the major party presidential candidates, and a newly released poll by the APNORC Center for Public Affairs Research.
When asked which president did more to help people like them, roughly one-third say Donald Trump and about one-quarter say Joe Biden. But 30% of adults said neither Biden nor Trump. Biden scored lower on the cost of living, with only 2 in 10 thinking his presidency was helpful, while Trump's presidency rated not much better at 4 in 10. On immigration and border security, 46% think Trump's presidency helped a little or a lot. Only 16% said the same for Biden. The poll numbers also show Americans generally think that in the White House, both of the current presidential candidates did more harm than good. I'm Jennifer King.
Donald Trump wants to debate Joe Biden more than the typical 3 times. He'd like to hold the debates earlier in the current election cycle.
In a letter to the commission overseeing presidential debates, the Trump campaign asked for additional and earlier opportunities for him to take the stage against Joe Biden. Campaign officials for the former president said moving up the timetable would ensure more Americans have a full chance to see the candidates before they start voting. Currently, there are 3 presidential debates scheduled in September and October. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Amid concern over abuses of warrantless spying by the FBI, the House gearing up to consider reauthorization of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. That's the FISA program. On Wall Street, the Dow features down 225 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
I'm 67 and I'm pretty active. I go out in the fields and work, and I notice the difference. I take it in the morning, but I've been taking it, you know, religiously. My body seems to like it.
Go to balanceofnature.com and get 35% off plus $10 off any additional sets as a preferred customer.
This KMZQ News Flash, powered by Best Mattress. They don't sell mattresses, they sell a better tomorrow. It'll probably come as no surprise to you, since 2020, about 43% of the new residents here to Nevada have come from California. According to driver's license surrender information from Nevada DMV, over the past 4 years, nearly 158,000 people have relocated to Nevada from the Golden State. The total number of new residents to the Silver State during that time, nearly 370,000. Current projections have Clark County adding 33,000 residents this year alone, possibly reaching the 3 million residents mark sometime before 2050. Now, the growing population, it's driven up home prices locally, with a median price for an existing single-family home in Las Vegas at $426,000. That's up more than 100 grand since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic back in 2020. 4 years after the COVID-19 pandemic forced it to shut its doors, Boyd Gaming extending the temporary closure of Eastside Cannery. The Boulder Highway property's active gaming license is active and on a temporary closure until March of next year. Now, that license was previously on hold until the end of March this year. Boyd officials have declined to comment on their future plans for the property. The company currently runs 11 properties in the downtown Las Vegas and local segments. It bought the Eastside Cannery back in December of 2016. The Hard Rock Las Vegas going to rock on without the Beatles. The Beatles Love, the only live production licensed by Apple Corporation, the Beatles' parent company, closing at the Mirage, which is transitioning into becoming the Hard Rock Las Vegas. The Cirque du Soleil show's last date, July 7th. Cirque officials say it wasn't their call. Hard Rock Las Vegas pulled the plug on the show. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. high inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hey, looks good on our Valley Freeway as far as accidents go. All clear and decent flow of traffic up and down the resort corridor right now. Starting to bunch up on the east side of town, usually does. Got the construction cones on 95 both sides between Russell Road and the Charleston Curve. Sunny and warm this weekend. We're going to have temperatures in the upper 80s today, 61 degrees right now. The winds are back, gusting up to nearly 30 miles per hour throughout the valley. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him,
check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pass her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Friday, April the 12th. Good to have you with us. I looked at the calendar the other day, and I discovered the tax day is upon us next Monday. And there's kind of a tradition on this show that as we get closer to tax day, we bring on the people from the Fair Tax to talk about the alternative to this mind-numbing thing we do called taxes every year. Chad Hagen joining us. He is a businessman and an advocate for the Fair Tax, and he joins us. Chad, thanks for being a part of the show today.
Thanks for having me.
Explain what the Fair Tax does.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Fair Tax is built around the Fair Tax Act, which was introduced to Congress by former Congressman John Linder in 1999. And it imposes a national sales tax on taxable property and services instead of income taxes, payroll taxes, estate and gift taxes. So that means if the Fair Tax is accepted and becomes law of the land in the way that we deal with our taxation, income tax, payroll tax, estate tax, and gift tax will be erased forever.
Now, I've seen, probably 1,000 times candidates being campaigned against on the basis of they're proposing a tax of 23% on your loaf of bread. Do we know what that number is, what that fair tax number is?
Do you mean the taxable rate?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does come out to about 23%. But that 23% is lower than what we currently pay on income tax.
Okay. So in other words, it would be a net benefit.
Yeah, it wouldn't be an additional 23% on all services. Sales tax would be, depending on the state, right? But sales tax would most likely be removed, and then you'd just have the fair tax on it. So you'd have a consumption tax. That's really what we call it. And that's what it's referred to as, is a consumption tax.
So what happens to this army of IRS agents? And what they've been looking to add 87,000 new agents and all that. What would that replace in government?
Well, it's really interesting you ask, because right now we have more IRS agents than we have U.S. Marines.
Wow. I had no idea. Why?
And they're trying to increase that number. And as we know, they're obviously not increasing the number of U.S. Marines. So it's quite the pickle. But if fair tax does pass, what would happen is individual income tax in the IRS would be completely erased. So at least half, if not three-fourths, of the workforce at the IRS would no longer be needed. I'm sure the IRS would find a reason to exist for corporations and other situations like that, but the attack against the individual and the individual earner wouldn't need the income tax anymore, so they'd have to whittle down that workforce and find other work.
Chad, let me ask you, any feel for how this would directly impact taxpayers? Would most taxpayers pay more or less with the fair tax?
Most taxpayers would pay less. And I think, you know, one thing that's consistently attacked on the fair tax is that this would raise taxes against lower income and middle income people and families. And that's not true. So the people making under the would not be taxed, and they'd receive a monthly stipend that we call a prebate. And I think it's really important that it's structured as monthly, because as we know, a lot of people who are poor or lower income really aren't that great at managing their money anyway. So giving them this rebate yearly would not really help. So it's designed around a monthly prebate / stipend. And families making under the poverty level and really up to $67,000 a year, like a family of four making $51,000 a month would receive a monthly prebate of $900. They'd receive an annual prebate of just under $12,000. So I just wanted to say that, because a lot of people attack the fair tax and say this is a raising tax against lower income and middle class people, and it's not.
I want to ask you about the IRS and the way they have, at least according to a lot of people that I know, they have kind of weaponized the whole process. Can you talk about maybe some examples of where the IRS has become weaponized?
Yeah, I mean, the IRS really, to your point, has become weaponized. It's now used as a tool to reward or punish individuals. It's becoming more and more political as the days go by. So each year that passes, depending on what sort of laws are enacted in Congress, they can further weaponize the IRS against certain people. We can obviously take examples of people in the financial industry. They could increase levies on hedge funds and private equity firms. They can also do that on car companies, so people who sell automobiles. They can really do it on anything. They've got entirely too much power. And a lot of what we hear nowadays about fair tax, there's also some arguments about repealing property tax, which obviously I agree with. I think property tax at our state level, at our local level, is totally weaponized against us. It's definitely quite scary.
Again, Chad Hagan joining us, a businessman and an advocate for the fair tax. You can check out more at fairtax.org. This seems to me, Chad, like a no-brainer. This ought to be something that all of us could embrace. Where does the opposition to the fair tax come from?
Opposition to the fair tax comes from a number of sides. Obviously, we've got the leftists fighting it because they don't want us to destroy their money printing machine that is the IRS. But ironically, we've got some individuals in D.C. who have these large foundations and these large political organizations that lobby against lobby for lowering the income tax. And if we did away with the income tax on individuals, they would no longer have a job. So we get attacked from a number of different people.
And is it a Democrat Republican thing, left, right, conservative, liberal? Is there a way of gauging where the opposition comes from?
Yeah, I think it's a common sense and those against common sense, which we're seeing all across our nation.
Will there be a fair tax bill entered into the record of Congress this year, this session?
I imagine it'll be entered next year. Fair tax, the Fair Tax Act has been entered every year in Congress, or I'm sorry, with each consecutive Congress since it was first introduced in 1999 by John Linder. So we've still got a lot of support at the federal level. But one thing we're starting to do is focus on the state level. So a state like Nevada, where you do not have income tax, it would probably be fairly easy for you to enact a consumption tax. And because you have so much hospitality business, that consumption tax would really raise the bottom line for the state of Nevada. Wouldn't really see increase at all against individuals who live in Nevada because you have so many people coming there. What we're working on right now in the state of Georgia is doing away with income tax and hopefully replacing it with a consumption tax, which that is the fair tax.
How do people find out more about what you folks are doing at the fairtax.org?
Yeah, please go to fairtax.org and sign up. Follow us on social media. And we've just got a number of things coming out consistently. You can donate to our cause, or you can if you go to fairtax.org, you can read the research, you can check out how it works, you can watch some videos. We've got quite a big team, so we've got things on social media, and I've got an op-ed coming out with Mike Huckabee in the Epoch Times Monday about the fair tax. So there's a lot of effort going around.
Are there members of Congress who are leading the way on this thing, that are going to be a part of an effort at some point to enter legislation?
Absolutely. I mean, right now we've got Buddy Carter. He's a congressman from Georgia. He introduced the Fair Tax Act last session.
And is he going to enter it again?
I would imagine. If not him, someone else.
I love it. And I'm just curious, Chad, when you get to next Monday and it's tax day, is that going to be special for those of you that support the fair tax? Will you be out there, making a big ruckus?
Absolutely. It's become a bit of a holiday for us. So tax day is a great day to talk about the fair tax and to talk about how we need to reverse the tide and stop this weaponization of the IRS against small business owners in middle America. We need to eliminate the IRS and replace it with a tax code that is common sense and makes more sense to the American individual.
Chad, thanks so much for being a part of the show. Really appreciate it. Keep fighting that good fight, will you, for the fair tax? I love the idea of the fair tax. I think it makes so much sense, and it's amazing to me that we have not as a nation embraced it before now. Maybe now we will. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Chad Hagan, businessman and advocate for the fair tax, which makes so much sense. And it comes out to roughly 23% is what I've seen over the years. The problem is that at election time, there are a lot of TV ads that end up saying things like, candidate A supports a 23% increase in taxation for that loaf of bread that you're buying at the store. And the fact is, they leave the part out. That all these other taxes are gone. Sales tax, income tax, where applicable, they're gone. Anyway, stay where you are. More to do is, of course, the big news over the last 24 hours, the death of O.J. Simpson. We will reflect on that and a whole bunch more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Are your taste buds tired of the same routine? Well, folks, fire up those taste buds, because it's time for Smokin' Pig Barbecue's authentic homestyle Q with all the fixings. Ooh-wee. That's right. There's nothing quite like the feeling of gathering with friends and family and savoring slow-smoked meats from Smokin' Pig and enjoying the good old days. We're talking tender ribs falling off the bone, burgers piled high with all the fixings, and chicken so good it'll have you singing the blues. Don't forget our incredible brisket, a 12-hour smoke just for you. Add to that our famous appetizer for snacking with a beer and family, and our great sides and desserts. Everything from scratch like you like it. Barbecue ain't just about food. It's about creating memories. It's about friends and family having smiles that last long after the last bite is gone. So, don't let another weekend pass you by. Head down to Smokin' Pig Barbecue, because a good barbecue brings people together, and that's something to celebrate. 4379 North Las Vegas Boulevard, or call 725-777-3988. Smokin' Pig Barbecue. Man, that's good. Get some now.
Dan Swartz is the strong voice we need in Congress.
Today, our country needs a reboot. I'm Dan Swartz. I was proud to serve overseas in the Army, turn around an ailing business, and then be elected Nevada State Treasurer.
As State Treasurer, Dan Swartz fought for us.
I've been called every name in the book by the career politicians in Carson City because I wasn't afraid to stand up to them and fight for kids, parents, and taxpayers. I never ducked, I never backed down, and I never will.
Dan will close the borders until Congress does its job and fixes America's broken immigration system. And he's clear on his choice for president.
I am strongly endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Vote Dan Swartz for Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, a strong voice for Nevada.
I'm Dan Swartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dan Swartz for Congress.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Over the past 25 years, thousands of Las Vegans hired me as their injury lawyer. You know, when you hire me, I won't take more money than you at the end of your case. It's the Paul Powell promise, and I put it in writing. That means my clients get back hundreds of thousands of dollars every single year, from my pocket to yours. What other lawyer does that? You already know that answer. No one.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yesterday we reported on the death of O.J. Simpson at the age of 76, succumbing to prostate cancer. The last time I saw O.J., it was what I call a celebrity sighting, was at a restaurant up in downtown Summerlin. And he loved his golf. He liked having a libation. And you would see O.J. and a bunch of friends sitting together. It's something that happened a couple of times with me. I never went up to him. I never engaged him in conversation. But it was interesting to see that he had friends, golfing buddies, whatever they were. But that was the last time I saw him. And it's weird to think that OJ is gone, but he is gone. A guy that covered him a bunch over the course of years was Jim Gray, football sideline reporter. And this was his reaction. This is cut one, by the way. His reaction to the death of O.J. Simpson yesterday.
I knew O.J. quite well. When I worked at CBS, O.J. worked at NBC, and they would send me to his games. And he would end up giving me a ride home from the airport, ride to the game, spend several meals together. And I never saw a guy who enjoyed his public persona more than O.J. Simpson. He would show up at a place and everybody would light up. Then, of course, he was acquitted on those charges, but accused of murder. And I never spoke to him again after that time.
Oh, is that right?
Did see him at a fight one night. Yeah, did see him at a fight one night, but our paths did not cross. But a very disturbing, complicated life.
Yeah.
O.J. Simpson had.
Tell us about his early football talents. At the University of Southern California, indeed, winning the Heisman, setting numerous records.
He was a great football player, great running back. He had the single-season rushing record for a long, long time in the National Football League that was broken by Eric Dickerson in 1984. Dickerson's record still stands to this day, 2105, but O.J. Was the first running back in the National Football League to eclipse 2,000 yards in a single season. Hasn't happened too much in the National Football League history, and he had that record. And he was a bigger-than-life figure when he came to the University of Southern California. He kind of lit up. He kind of lit up the playing field, and he kind of took Hollywood by storm. He was one of those guys that had this magnetism that attracted everybody to him, and had a big smile, had a tremendous career in commercials with Hertz, amongst others, and running through airports. And he was an icon in football. And he went on to have a broadcasting career with ABC and NBC, appeared regularly with Howard Cosell. And he was a fixture. And had a spotlight in America on television because of what he had done on the football field. And was also in some movies.
Yeah, and a lot of Hertz commercials I kind of remember as well. Jim, do you sort of remember going back to that moment in time when you learned that he was accused of these heinous murders? I mean, this was somebody you knew on the football field. And as you just described, this big personality who would stop the room when he walked in it and light up the room. I mean, what do you remember going back to that moment in time when you learned he was accused of this?
It was hard to believe because I had been in O.J.'s company hundreds of times, and I'd never seen him have a bad public moment. He had signed every autograph. He smiled for everybody. He shook every hand. He was available. He was accessible. He was seemingly very comfortable with his celebrity. I knew Nicole, had played softball in their 4th of July softball games, been over to his house on numerous occasions. Obviously had a double life. I did not know of any of the domestic abuse that had been going on. So I was shocked when I heard this about O.J. Simpson. And more evidence that came out, it just became more and more shocking. Mm-hmm. I didn't know about any of the extracurricular activities that he might have had with any drug involvement or anything like that. So, you know, it was all a huge surprise. And you know, it was shocking and it was sad for those of us who did know him. To learn that this had gone on and the depth of it. So, yeah, it was very, very hard to reconcile. And as the years have gone on, you know, it didn't make it any easier. How could a guy be like this mm-hmm. that you thought you knew, yet like this that you didn't know? And so, like I said, a very strange, complicated, disturbing life. It's, you know, hate to see anybody die, particularly somebody who you know, you had known quite well. But
I can hear Jim.
I don't really have the words for that right here because, you know, it's just, you know, you just how do you sum up someone's life like this?
Yeah. Jim Gray, on Fox News Channel yesterday, summing up the life and times of O.J. Simpson. What this dredges up for me is the whole issue.